This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Amjevita, Amjevita. Active ingredient, S, adalimumab, adalimumab. This leaflet provides important information about using Amjevita. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Amjevita. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Amjevita? Amjevita contains the active ingredient adalimumab. Amjevita is a biosimilar medicine. It has been assessed to be as safe and effective as the reference product and provides the same health outcomes. Amjevita is used to treat any of the following inflammatory conditions, listed in alphabetical order. Ankylosing spondylitis, Crohn's disease in adults and children aged 6 years and over, enthesitis-related arthritis, hidradenitis suppurativa in adults and adolescents aged 12 years and over, polyarticular juvenile idiopathic arthritis, psoriasis in adults and children aged 4 years and over, psoriatic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, and uveitis. What should I know before I use Amjevita? Warnings. Do not use Amjevita if any of the following apply. You are allergic to adalimumab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use it. You have a severe infection such as sepsis, a serious infection of the blood, tuberculosis, a serious infection of the lungs caused by bacteria, or other severe infection caused by virus, fungus, parasite, or bacteria. You have heart failure considered by your doctor to be moderate or severe. Check with your doctor if you have any vaccinations scheduled, any surgery planned, a lung disease called chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. A disease that affects the insulating layer of the nerves, e.g. multiple sclerosis, MS. Current active hepatitis B, have ever had hepatitis B, are a carrier of the hepatitis B virus, or you think you may be at risk of contracting hepatitis B. Ever had tuberculosis, or you have been in close contact with someone who has tuberculosis. Tuberculosis can develop during therapy, even if you have received treatment for the prevention of tuberculosis. Check with your doctor if you have or have had an infection that does not go away or keeps coming back. This can include leg ulcers, an infection caused by fungus, or you have lived or traveled in countries where fungal infections are common. Uveitis, where the middle layer of the eyeball is inflamed. Allergic reactions such as chest tightness, wheezing, dizziness, swelling, or rash. A blood disorder. Low resistance to disease. A heart condition. Cancer or autoimmune disease, kidney problems, liver problems, psoriasis, a skin disease that produces patches of thickened, scaly skin that is not contagious, phototherapy, also known as light therapy, for psoriasis. Check with your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy. Make sure your doctor knows if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Amjevita should only be used in pregnancy if clearly needed. If you use Amjevita during pregnancy, your baby may have a higher risk of getting an infection. You should consider the use of effective contraception to prevent pregnancy and continue its use for at least 5 months after the last Amjevita injection. Tell your baby's doctors if you have taken Amjevita while you are pregnant, especially before your baby receives any vaccinations. Breastfeeding. Make sure your doctor knows if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Use in children. Wherever possible, it is recommended that children are up to date with all vaccinations, according to current immunization guidelines, before they are started on Amjevita treatment. Treatment of Crohn's disease in children should be supported by good nutrition to allow appropriate growth. The long-term effects of Amjevita on the growth and development of children is not known. Use in the elderly. If you are over 65, you may be more likely to get an infection while taking Amjevita. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines. vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with AmJuvita and affect how it works. Do not take AmJuvita if you are taking the following medicine: Anakinra, a medicine used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile idiopathic arthritis and conditions associated with a defect in a protein called cryopyrin. Medicines that may increase the risk of infections when taken with AmJuvita include Anakinra, Abatacept, a medicine used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, polyarticular juvenile idiopathic arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, Azathioprine, a medicine used for suppressing the immune system to treat various conditions, 6-mercaptopurine, a medicine used to treat certain types of leukemia, a blood disorder. AmJuvita may affect how other medicines that you take work. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect AmJuvita. How do I use AmJuvita? How much to use? Doses for each condition are given in the following text, in alphabetic order. For 160 mg and 80 mg doses, please also see special dosing instructions at the end of section 4. Ankylosing spondylitis in adults. Inject 140 mg dose every fortnight. Crohn's disease in adults. Inject 160 mg on day 1, followed by 80 mg on day 15 and 40 mg on day 29. Then, continue to inject 40 mg every fortnight, maintenance dose. Your doctor may change the maintenance dose to 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight, depending on your response. Crohn's disease in children. If the patient's body weight is at least 40 kg, inject 160 mg on day 1, followed by 80 mg on day 15 and 40 mg on day 29. Then, continue to inject 40 mg every fortnight, maintenance dose. Your doctor may change this maintenance dose to 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight, depending on your response. If the patient's body weight is less than 40 kg, inject 80 mg on day 1, followed by 40 mg on day 15, and 20 mg on day 29. Then, continue to inject 20 mg every fortnight. Your doctor may change this maintenance dose to 20 mg every week, depending on your response. Enthesitis-related arthritis. If the patient's body weight is at least 30 kg, inject 140 mg dose every fortnight. If the patient's body weight is between 10 and 30 kg, inject 120 mg dose every fortnight. Hidradenitis suppurativa in adults. Inject 160 mg on day 1, followed by 80 mg on day 15. Then continue to inject 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight from day 29, maintenance dose. Hidradenitis suppurativa, HS in adolescents. Inject 80 mg on day 1, followed by 40 mg on day 8, and 40 mg on day 22. Then continue to inject 40 mg every fortnight, maintenance dose. Your doctor may change this maintenance dose to 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight depending on your response. Use an antiseptic face wash on the affected areas. Polyarticular juvenile idiopathic arthritis. If the patient's body weight is at least 30 kg, inject 140 mg dose every fortnight. If the patient's body weight is between 10 and 30 kg, inject 120 mg dose every fortnight. Psoriasis in adults. Inject 80 mg on day 1, followed by 40 mg on day 8 and 40 mg on day 22. Then, continue to inject 40 mg every fortnight, maintenance dose. Your doctor may change this maintenance dose to 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight, depending on your response. Psoriasis in children. If the patient's body weight is at least 40 kg, inject 40 mg on day 1, followed by 40 mg on day 8 and 40 mg on day 22. Then continue to inject 40 mg every fortnight, maintenance dose. If the patient's body weight is less than 40 kg, inject 20 mg on day 1, inject 20 mg on day 8, then 20 mg on day 22. Then continue to inject 20 mg every fortnight, maintenance dose. Psoriatic arthritis in adults. Inject 140 mg dose every fortnight. Rheumatoid arthritis in adults. Inject 140 mg dose every fortnight. If you are not taking methotrexate, your doctor may change this dose to 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight, depending on your response. Ulcerative colitis in adults. Inject 160 mg on day 1, followed by 80 mg on day 15 and 40 mg on day 29. Then, continue to inject 40 mg every fortnight, maintenance dose. Your doctor may change this maintenance dose to 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight, depending on your response. Uveitis in adults. Inject 80 mg on day 1, followed by 40 mg on day 8 and 40 mg on day 22. Then continue to inject 40 mg every fortnight, maintenance dose. Special dosing instructions. 80 mg dose can be given as 2 40 mg injections in 1 day. 160 mg dose can be given as either of the following: 4 40 mg injections in 1 day, or 2 40 mg injections per day over 2 consecutive days. Some patients may need to use Amjevita and take other medicines. Your doctor will tell you which medicines to take, how to take them, and how long to take them. How to use Amjevita. Read the instructions for use that are supplied in the pack with the product before preparing any using an Amjevita injection. Amjevita is injected under the skin, subcutaneous. An injection should not be attempted until proper training has been received on the correct injection technique. Amjevita can be injected by the patient or by someone else, such as a family member, friend, or carer. Do not mix the solution for injection with any other medicine. If you forget to use Amjevita, it is important that you use your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. If you miss your dose at the usual time, inject Amjevita as soon as you remember, and continue injecting the next dose at the usual time on your scheduled day. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you inject too much Amjevita, if you think that you have used too much Amjevita, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Always take the outer carton of the medicine with you. What should I know while using Amjevita? Things you should do. Amjevita should be used regularly, as prescribed by your doctor. Follow all instructions given to you, and use Amjevita until your doctor tells you to stop. Keep all your doctor's appointments, so your progress can be tracked. Keep your appointments for blood tests. Some side effects are seen in blood results before you have any symptoms. Check with your doctor before you receive any vaccines. Remind any healthcare professional you visit that you are using Amjevita, especially if you are scheduled for surgery or to receive any live vaccines, e.g. Basilcomet Gurin or oral polio vaccine. Call your doctor straight away if you get symptoms of an infection, such as a fever, skin sores, feeling tight, any problems with your teeth or gums, or pain when passing urine or blood in your urine. Become pregnant while using Amjevita. Notice new skin lesions, skin spots, or sores, or if existing lesions change appearance. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine or change the dose without checking with your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Amjevita affects you. Drinking alcohol. There is no information on the use of alcohol with Amjevita. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions on the Amjevita carton for instructions on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep Amjevita in a refrigerator at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Keep it in the carton protected from light. Keep it where children cannot reach it. When necessary, Amjevita may be stored at room temperature, 25 degrees Celsius, for a maximum of 14 days, protected from light. Once removed from the refrigerator, each pen or syringe must be used within 14 days or discarded, even if it has been returned to the refrigerator. When to discard your medicine. After injecting Amjevita, immediately throw away the used syringe or pen into a special sharps container. Discard any Amjevita that has been removed from the refrigerator for more than 14 days. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor advises that you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Injection site. Pain. Swelling. Redness. Itching. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Lungs and upper airways. Cold. Flu. Runny nose. Cough. Sore throat. Sinus infection. Asthma, or worsening of asthma. Bronchitis, pneumonia, congestion on the chest, ears, eyes, and mouth. Ear pain. Pain, redness or swelling of the eye, or eyelid. Changes in vision. Mouth ulcers. Gum pain. Excessive bleeding from the gums. Brain and nerves. Headache, or migraine. Dizziness. Muscle weakness. Muscle, bone, or joint pain. Numbness. Difficulty balancing. Gut and digestion. Nausea. Vomiting. Tummy pain. Reflux, or heartburn. Skin and nails. Rash. Itching. Redness. Scaly skin patches. Problems with your fingernails, or toenails. Hair loss. Cold sore blisters. Chicken pox. Blood. Bleeding. Bruising more easily than usual. Body as a whole. Tiredness. Chest pain. Lack of energy. Increased heart rate. Feeling overwhelmed, or sad. Lacking motivation, depression. Feeling especially fearful, or worried, anxiety. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. More serious side effects. More serious side effects. What to do? Signs of tuberculosis. Persistent cough. Weight loss. Listlessness. Lack of energy. Fever. Signs of an infection, such as fever. Lack of energy. Skin bump, or sore that doesn't heal. Problems with your teeth, or gums. Pain when passing urine, or blood in the urine. Signs of problems with your nervous system, such as numbness. Tingling throughout your body. Arm, or leg weakness. Double, or blurred vision. Signs suggesting a blood clot, such as swelling, tenderness, redness and a warm feeling of an area of the arm, or leg. Speak to your doctor as soon as possible if you notice any of these more serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Signs of an allergic reaction, such as chest tightness, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Hives, itching, or skin rash. Signs of heart failure, such as shortness of breath on exertion or lying down. Swelling of the feet. Signs suggesting a blood disorder, such as persistent fever, bruising, bleeding very easily, paleness. Call your doctor urgently, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Amjevita contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Adalimumab. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Glacial acetic acid, E260. Polysorbate 80, E433. Sodium hydroxide, E524. Sucrose. Water for injection. Potential allergens. The needle cover of the pre-filled pen contains dry natural rubber, latex. The needle cover of the pre-filled syringe does not contain latex. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Amjevita looks like. Amjevita is a clear, colorless sterile solution containing adalimumab 20 mg and 0.4 ml solution in a pre-filled syringe, OSTAR 278702. Adalimumab 40 mg and 0.8 ml solution in a pre-filled syringe, OSTAR 278701. Adalimumab 40 mg and 0.8 ml solution in a pre-filled chalk lead pen, OSTAR 2, 7, 3, 5, 3, 6. Pre-filled syringes and pens are available in pack containing 1 syringe, or 2 syringes, or 2 chalk lead pens. Who distributes Amjevita? Amgen Australia Pty Ltd. Level 11, 10 Carrington Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Phone 1-800-803-638. www.amgenmedinfo.com.au. Amjevita and Shortlick are registered trademarks of Amgen. Version information. This leaflet was prepared in June 2022. Version 4.